The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. A sport doping scandal. Another one, Adam.
Yeah, we've got the UK Anti-Doping Agency investigating whether or not a top London doctor has basically prescribed performance-enhancing drugs to 150 British sports stars. There's an undercover operation done by the Sunday Times newspaper, and they reckon they have confessions on tape of Dr. Mark Bonner, secretly filmed. He says that he presented steroids, EPO and growth hormones to tennis players, athletes, cyclists, an England cricket international, and several top-flight soccer stars. Immediately denied, I have to say, out of hand by Arsenal, Chelsea and Leicester football clubs. But, I mean, the thing is, there have been rumours before about Dr. Bonner, but bizarrely, perhaps, he has never been investigated before. Maybe because there's not enough evidence, but I guess we'll find that out with this new investigation.
British Steel, this is a big story too.
And keeps going. There may be a new buyer, but that's a stress on the maybe. Tata, the Indian giant, they're selling, essentially, their interests in the UK, which is essentially the British steel industry. But all sorts of stuff about China now imposing this import tariff on a particularly high-tech steel, and whether this is the kind of steel that the UK produced, and China announcing this just after the president, Xi Jinping, had had a meeting with David Cameron, which some have suggested was a bit humiliating for our Prime Minister, as he didn't know anything about this. But also, there's a big thing here about whether or not we absolutely have to have a steel industry. Loads of countries produce steel. Is it absolutely imperative that we have one if it's loss-making? The government says it's committed, and yet, when it came to building two Royal Navy aircraft carriers, they didn't choose British steel, they went for Swedish. So there's a big question mark over whether or not we will have a steel industry and whether or not we need one.
And whether those people in Downing Street are competent enough to be able to determine.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah,
that's the big variable. We've got that problem here, I can tell you. Great stuff, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.